Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 124, All for His Glory. Hear the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Paul could have reached for the big words, sacrifice, mission, extraordinary deeds. But he reached for eating. He reached for drinking, the smallest, most repeated, most forgotten gestures of an ordinary day. And it was there, right there, that he planted this truth. Nothing in your life is left out. Sit with that for a second. The meal you are going to have this morning, the coffee you are about to pour, Paul was saying that even that moment can glorify God. If even a table can be worship, then so can an office. So can a meeting. So can the hard phone call you have been putting off. So can the line at the grocery store. There is no corner of your routine that God does not claim as His. And here is what that does to a life. It simplifies everything. When the glory of God becomes your one single aim, you stop living divided. Faith on one side, the work on the other. Sunday in one world, Monday in another. Scripture does not draw that line. There is no sacred split from the secular. There is only a whole life being lived for someone. The only question is, for whom? And that is the heart of it. Two people can sit at the same desk, write the same report, serve the same customer. From the outside, identical. From the inside, completely different. Because God does not look at the task. God looks at the intention. Glory begins before you open your laptop. It begins before you walk out the door. It begins in that quiet place in the chest that says, today I do this for you. And when the result comes, when the win comes, when the project lands, when the recognition arrives, there is a quiet danger in that moment. The glory that came to you wants to stay with you. Pride is exactly that. Glory that stopped halfway. Glory that never made it home. But when you hand it back, when you lift your eyes and say, that was yours, Lord, that glory becomes worship. And worship is the place where a life makes sense. So today, here is your call. It is not complicated. It is concrete. Before your first bite today, before the coffee, before the toast, before anything passes your lips, stop. Give thanks out loud, not just in your head, out loud, with your voice, and dedicate to God everything you will eat, drink, and do this day. Let that first offering open the door to all the rest, because when the beginning belongs to Him, the middle and the end have a direction. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.